do you call the building that a person lives in?
It's a dwelling.
Okay. And what's another name for it? The simpler name.
Well, it's a house.
Yeah.
As far as
okay.
I know.
And what's the plural of that word?
Houses.
Okay. And let's see, what's the largest outbuilding on a farm?
Well, it's a cow barn.
Okay.
Mine was.
And would you describe what it looked like?
Well, it's a big shelter with posters on it, covered with asphalt shingles and posters on it. And the back was cut across with stables.
Uh-huh. And about how many cows did you have?
Well, I had 6 milk cows and 4 or 5 yearlings.
Uh-huh. Did you milk them yourself?
Yeah, I milked them myself. I keep two of milking at the time.
You know, I tried to milk a cow once, and I could not do it to save me. It's got to be a real trick.
He'd go up.
Yeah.
Well, you just didn't know.
I guess you just have to learn.
You got to learn. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call a building for storing corn?
That's a crib.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a barn?
Well, we had that. We call it a upper barn is what we call it out yard.
Uh-huh. And what'd you keep up there?
Hay and oats and fodder.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call a collection of hay that might be out in the field?
Well, it's, you rake it and bale it, and it's called a ton.
Okay. What do you call it before it's baled, when it's just out in the field?
Well, it's just called loose hay. It don't.
Okay. You know, it's not stacked up there
in
front
of the bale? You put it in stacks, and it's called stacks of hay.
Uh-huh.
But if it's loose on the ground, it's loose hay.
Okay. Somebody comes along and says, who serves a thing like that? You might say, they.
Well, I'd say, Tom actually told me about it.
Okay. Let's see. What's the place in a field where cows are staked or penned?